4CHY and 4OVQ. Cross band repeat. And 4OVQ. Listen.
N4OVQ, KN4CHY, had to switch over to the crossband repeat.
Deal, there you all are. Well, I did something today that I ain't never done before. I voted.
Good. I was worried that it wasn't something you could say on the radio, was it?
Yeah, you know what? I got off 3 o'clock. I ain't supposed to get off 4. They said, well, you ain't never voted. Get on out there at 3 o'clock, you know, maybe before anybody else gets off at 4. I wasn't in there 5 minutes, I'm guessing. I ain't never done one before in my life, but it was just so easy. But anyway, I'm happy about it. So they hand me this little thing to put on my shirt that says, I voted. So when I got home, I told my sister, I sent her a picture of that thing on my shirt, and she couldn't believe it. Of course, my dad couldn't either. He said, well, I am surprised, but I'm also proud of it. I took that sticker off, and I put it in a little bitty frame. And I took a picture of it and sent it to them, and they thought that was hilarious.
Getting my fries off the plate for dinner. Only thing I got to say is it took you long enough, Oates.
About 6 to 7 years. I mean, that ain't too bad. I don't guess.
Drop it down to like 49 anyway. That'd be 18 to do it to begin with, so there you go.
I wouldn't look at it that way, but you right. But anyway, I'm glad I did, and, you know, I sitting in there watching some of that a while ago, you know, it's already coming in like 1% or blah, blah, blah. I see for like Tim Scott, he way up there with like 68% or something against blah, blah, blah. Of course, that's a long ways off, isn't it? I heard him say this morning it might be week or 2 or 3 weeks before we even find out about any of it over. I mean, I don't know. I'm just going by what news said.
So that's the case, because every state has their own laws that, control that kind of stuff. Like some states cannot start counting, like, mail-in ballots and early voting ballots until after the polls close. It'll probably take a little while.
Well, I hope maybe my one vote to rank to the rescue or something, you know, but anyway, it is what it is, but I'm glad I went ahead and done it. But like I say, I got off, they told me go ahead. I wasn't in there 5 minutes, so I actually got me an hour off of work early over.
We had a line. We had to wait for a while. We went first thing in the morning. I went before I went to work. So we were there like just after they opened, probably 7:15 or so. So that was quite a line at 7:15, over.
They just wasn't nobody ahead of me. I mean, they just wasn't a line. They just was not a line. They were one person. You got like A and B side here, according to which side of the road you lived on. They said, well, this woman, wasn't nobody there on B side whatsoever. She said, well, if you A, you need to go over yonder. Just go right over through there, and I did. And they had two people sitting there, and they was one person talking to the one. The other guy said, come on. I gave my driving license. He scanned it. And he said, well, they running a little bit slow on the computer. He said, well, I see where you've been kind of inactive. I said, I ain't inactive. I ain't never voted before in my life. He said, well, you're going to vote today. So, and that was it. I mean, that was the end of that deal. And I went over there. I just went with a, you know, just straight ticket for it then. So I just wasn't up to it. But anyway, I was in there and out. Got off at 3, and I think I was home at 3:28, and done stopped at the store and all over.
Hey, so, yeah, in our old precinct before we moved over here, I'd leave like that and stop on my way to work, and I'd usually stand there at the door and be like second or third in line. So they'd open the door and we'd vote and go on, and it was like that. It didn't take 5 minutes. But it hadn't been like that for a while since we've been over here.
So, and that place I had to go to is right there, probably a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles from work, Centerville, right across from my dad's subdivision. And, but anyway, all that said done, I said, well, I'd come in here and see what's going on the radio. Food ran in here yesterday and charged up all my little boat things. So just trying to, I really need to straighten this place up in here. I kind of got behind. I got some mics laying out here that I need to do. Put them somewhere to do something. You know how it gets. It just, and you know what my place looks like. So right now, I got a mess in here now. That's all they are to it. But one day I'll put my mind to it, and it could be Friday. So with 2-point-something inches of rain, man, I'm in there, and that hurricane is coming just straight up through South Carolina.
I saw that last night. Don't know when it's like coming through, but it looked like it was going right over top of the farm. We're supposed to be at the farm for Thanksgiving, so we'll see how that goes. And I was going to tell you, now that you voted, you can complain, and ain't nobody to say anything to you.
So,
yeah, they just showed on the bottom of the news that Tim Scott is the projected winner, so they must have enough of a count in to see there ain't no other way around it.
I think McMaster was way ahead of that other Cunningham dude, but you're only talking like 1% that they were showing, so I ain't gonna get real excited, but I think you probably know how I think about the whole thing anyway.
Set the pattern back then, over.
I ain't gonna believe this, but I didn't get none of that, Keith. It's like it got hung up, and it kept keying, unkeying. So I really didn't get anything. I don't know what happened on that deal.
Battery's getting low. I just upped the power. What's it like now?
Yeah, Roger.
Sure, I was just saying, I'm under the opinion that everybody should vote, no matter who you are, how old you are, whatever your legal age. And, but that was kind of ingrained into into me growing up, our folks would always take us to the polls to for them to vote, and it was kind of a regular pattern set in by the time we were voting age.
My grandma and granddaddy raised me and my older brother, and I remember they going to the polls. They going to the polls, and you know, they never was not this voting early stuff or absentee ballots and all this kind of stuff. And so I wait all these years, like 49, like you said, or whatever, and it's all new to me, and I ought to be ashamed myself, I guess, for waiting this long. But for the last couple of years or whatever, I don't know, no need to even go through all that kind of stuff. And it is what it is. Everybody's got their own opinion, though.
Like I said, I'm under the opinion everybody's vote, and if whatever it takes to motivate you, if that's what does it, then that's a good thing.
So, I can see different points either way. I can, but anyway, I'm adding the vote, and I'm doing ham radio over.
4CH1. Doing that a little bit now. I don't know what you had planned, if you're going to get on the big radio or what, but you're well on your way to do a little ham radio anyway.
Some of your transmissions acted up a little bit then, but I got most of it. The only thing I do on big radio is it's 24/7 on. I'll turn the volume up and I'll let, and actually, until I get me another antenna, I just ain't really been listening a little bit, just not doing any HF. And believe me, by the time this summer gets back here, if I'm still here, I'm going to have a new antenna, and I'm going to try to do some HF, and get back on FT8 and FT4, and I'm pretty much almost done with that. I think I got one left on the FT4, worked all states and all that kind of stuff, but I'll just get on there and maybe talk to some fellas sometimes just to say, well, I'm using my radio. I mean, you know, they just sitting here. I'm sitting here looking at four, and every one of them will come on, but I got an issue about the antenna. But, so we'll see how that goes. I'm not going to worry too much with it during the summer. And actually, I probably should sit here and just let it run like I do over.
Sure, I forgot about the antenna issue. So I understand not doing anything with that. I didn't know you'd got that. Gotten that far on digital, I forgot about your antenna issue, but I guess that's about the only thing left after that is going back and talking to folks then.
Yeah, pretty much, unless, am I going to try to do 17 meter or not and try to do all, I don't think so. I'm too late on into at my age and all. I can't see trying to. I did the work dog stakes and I did my DXCC. I got a couple of stupids from that. Just, I accomplished what I wanted to, and I got about 7-8 certificates from Logbook of the World just sitting there, just waiting me to pay for them and get them sent to me. That's all I've done, but I was only after two things, and I accomplished both of them. I just felt like that, you know, I just didn't get into the DX and the contest stuff until later on in the years, and I just don't think I got enough time left that I won't spend that kind of time for the rest of my days trying to do that. So I'm happy the way it is, though.
If I'm going to do any of that, I need to get busy on it because I ain't getting no younger either. I just don't talk a lot. I'd rather keep this to me.
I've got one friend on here that I met back, I don't know, back 2007-08, and that's ND7J, Bob. And I remember we were talking on 2-meter radio, and he started off with a bow thing, and we met up, and that boy has done very well, very, very well. Out of the years that I've known him, he just about went all the way. And I know he's still got a little bit to go, but I think Bob's going to make it, and I'm proud of him. He said, I never would have thought that little $25-$30 radio was going to cost me just thousands of dollars. And that's what it did. And but all that's good, you know, got up two tires. He may even have up three now. I don't know. I know he's got two. But been very well. We've had some good times and learned a lot, talked a lot. I wouldn't even know about Team Muir if he hadn't have showed me and trying to work out something on my stuff down here going through Team Muir, but it's all been good. Over.
For CHY, yeah, I'm pretty sure I've heard him on the repeater here recently, so. But yeah, that's pretty awesome. I just hadn't got into all that. I think my next goal is going to be learning CW, but I hadn't really got started on it yet. But I'd really be interested in doing that for the QRP aspect of it.
4OVQ. Yeah, it, you know, I started that here. Well, it's probably been in the last year and a half, 2 years, I said, okay, I'm gonna study this again. And I done got back where I knew all the alphabet and then started practicing, blah, blah, blah. And then COVID hit and that changed everything to, you know, just like it's changed everything else in the world. I just got out of it, and I quit doing it. Had too much on my mind about worrying about all that kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, it's good to know. I'm surprised they ever did away with it, but they still people do it. I think that everybody should know it. And then again, to say, well, but if you don't practice it, it ain't no good.
I hear a buzz there. Hang on. I'm still hearing feedback with the antenna pointing towards the transceiver or towards the antenna outside or something.
Anyway, yeah, and I, because I thought, didn't you have to do CW for your license to begin with?
Back then, if you're novice, you had to do 5 words for many, which blah, blah, blah. But to get my general, I had to do 13 words for many. And I did that over at Greenville Tech. I got my technician at Shelby. And, man, that was a trip. When I went to do the technician, I never had even got my certificate back for doing, for the novice. So I had to redo it up there to, I mean, I didn't have to if I just didn't want to do my technician that day, but I had to show that. So I went ahead and did the novice again up there, the 5 words per minute. But the thing about it, I took the test. Let me let this drop. Technician test, and there was this other girl that was taking it, and I noticed they told, at the end of it, they told me I missed one. I said, no, I didn't miss one. So they took me in the back room. I said, look here. I said, y'all got a flaw in this one question right here. I said, it's not right. I said, y'all have got this wrong. And they finally admitted to me, you're right. They had a misprint. I said, okay, this girl that took the test, she missed one too many. I said, but that's not right. Y'all have got this thing wrong. And you know they just wouldn't change that. If it hadn't been for their mistake, she would have got her license. And you know, and I totally got upset about that. And I knew I didn't miss one. But anyway, it caused her to fail. Over.
That is messed up. Yeah, and you hate to see that on somebody trying new like that. They should have given it to both of you or whoever took the test that day, actually. If they were close like she was, then they should have corrected it. But, yeah, so it goes, I guess.
And for OVQ, it seemed like then you couldn't miss over if it was either 12 or even 13. But that one question that was totally their fault, they still held it against her. They took me off in the back, and, you know, because I wanted to argue with them. And I said, it's not fair. So everybody up there where they, that was just one, it just wasn't right. So, but I did all mine within a 6-month period. So some years later here, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago or something, I said, okay, well, I'll go for the extra. And I got to thinking, I said, well, I don't even use what I got now. So I started doing these little practice tests, and my friend that I was talking about, he started off on the bow thing, man, he just went on right through his, got it, now he's, I think, Bob's VE and all that, and it was amazing. I mean, he just, and all that's good. So I've just settled down with the general because I don't do that much more anyway than what I do with the digital. So there you go.
Yeah, like I was telling you Saturday, I think about the only reason I go for general is to try to get a 1x2 or 2x1, and those are hard to come by. So I mean the extra. But yeah, I'd kind of like to try it just to go ahead and get it out of the way. But I've studied very little for it. What I did on the tech and the general is just downloaded the question pool and
you know, breezed through it a couple of days and went and took the test and came within three of passing the general, and I didn't even look at the general question, so I went back a couple of months later and got it. But yeah, that's what I did on both of them, just, you know, download the question pool and read through them for a couple of days and then go take the test and was able to pass it. So don't know that I'll be able to do that on the extra because there's a lot more math involved. Seem like there's some other stuff that's a little outside of my ball of wax. So, yeah, that'll probably be a little more of a struggle.
Hold on. Let me take a stand back, Keith. Tony just called me. Let me get with him, and I'll get back with you. KM4CXY in 401 week, Keith.
Yeah, tell him I said, hey, and we'll catch you a little later in 4OVQ, KN4CHY. I'll be standing by and clear.